up, sports fans, and welcome back to Low Expectations, the Gruter Golf Podcast, brought to you by the No Laying Up Podcast Network. And tonight, it is just me, it's Jen, again, so saddle up, everybody. But I have brought in a very special guest to chat with me about the Evian and honestly other things. Before we get to our very special guest, though, we've got the two events coming up. We've got the Big Cups at Hooper Golf Course on August 6th in Walpole, New Hampshire. And we've got on August 11th, I keep mixing up these days just because like it's a Thursday, kind of random, but it is indeed Thursday, August 11th in New York City. We're doing Bogey Nights, which is really fun. Little pitch and putt, very casual. So come hang out. The links are in the show notes. So just click right through. Just come up. Just don't ask any questions. Or you can ask questions. Just DM us on Instagram or email us or, I don't know, just run into us somewhere. Anyway, that's the housekeeping. I am very happy to introduce, though, our guest for tonight, my co-host, Allison Walsh. Walshy, welcome back.
What's
just saying, up? You haven't been on since December of 2020.
Oh my gosh. So that was like peak. Was that peak COVID?
That was absolutely peak COVID. That was, you did the like preview show for the US Women's Open when it was in December.
Yeah. In Houston. I'm just like the LPGA major previewer.
Exactly. Exactly. We were like, we have a major coming up. Who do we call? We call Walshy, obviously. So Walshy though, for those who maybe haven't been listening for that long, and the last time also you were on, we didn't get to even go into like your golf history and like why you're so important to golf in general. So do you want to give the people maybe a little bit of background on like who you are? And, you know, I mean, people come to Low Expectations in very winding roads, but maybe how you ended up, you know, here chatting with me, you know, during a happy hour. Today.
Yeah. Well, first of all, low expectations to the listeners when you said how I was so important, but, I mean, I love it.
Very important to me. Very important to Low Expectations to Gruter Golf.
Yeah. Keep feeding me. But, no, so grew up here in Massachusetts where Jen hails from, but, played golf, grew up here, went out to school in Arizona, played on the tour right afterwards. Full time for like 11 years and was living down South Florida at the time, moved back and kind of semi-retired. It's such a like loose word right now because I randomly pop up to an event here and there. But, and that's when I met you, Jen, because our world's never, you kind of, like you said, December 2020, we met through I think she's been a few time guest on the
Tsunami
podcast.
Yeah, she's twice. So now you guys are tied up.
Wow, I got to beat her out. Schedule me up.
Anytime. Hey, anytime. We've got a couple of majors coming up, so.
Dude, let's, I'm in.
Be back, but depending how this goes tonight, obviously. Well, I don't want you, you know, sitting pretty over here thinking that you're just going to get the invite back. You got to perform, sister.
Wow.
You gotta got to work.
Pressured. But no, so played, I mean, I, you know, have an awesome group of friends out there that are still out there. So still like engage with the girls out there a bunch. I mean, I feel old now, actually. It's like the first time in my life where I'm like talking to people that are out there now and they're telling me a name and I'm like, who's that? You know, but, so yeah, had an awesome, fun time out there. I just kind of got over the grind, but I still am a golf nerd. So that's why our worlds collided. And, you know, I still engage with all the girls. I love to, you know, I do a bunch of random stuff with the LPGA still. And it's, yeah, that's my deal.
Well, so also, okay, you, because you said you went to school in Arizona, but didn't you start out like in New Orleans or something? Isn't that part of the whole thing?
Yeah.
Can you tell that story? Because I think that's pretty interesting too.
Yeah, it's kind of a wacky story. So my freshman year of college, going into my freshman year, I kind of didn't think I wanted to play golf. And I went to Boston College. Didn't you go there?
Yeah.
To the Heights. So went to BC my freshman year, absolutely loved it, played on the golf team, not to like discredit or downgrade the golf team, but it just wasn't as competitive, like, you know, and at that point though, I realized, you know, I want to play, I gotta kind of
leave. Listen, no offense taken, I was unaware we had a golf team till way after graduation, honestly.
It's so funny, I would love to go like be a fly on the wall and see how it's advanced, because at the time like we were like one van, we went to McGolf, like it was bizarre. But
McGolf is like not quite a professional training facility.
It was TPC. A mini golf. Yeah, it's hilarious to think back, but honestly like I'm grateful for it. But so then left, went to Tulane University in New Orleans because they were a pretty great team at the time, and spent a full year there. And my second year, like move-in weekend was Hurricane Katrina. So did that whole ordeal, stayed there for the year and just kind of, you know, we got displaced as all Tulane students did. So I actually was at SMU for that fall semester. Yeah.
Go Stangs.
Yeah, go Stangs. Dude, listen to your college knowledge.
I always know the mascots. That's all funny. I'll often know about a school.
Yeah. Not a lot of people up here would know about SMU. But yeah, so our golf teams, the men's and women's golf teams, had to go there. And then went back to Tulane as soon as, like, New Orleans kind of opened up. Anyways, at that point, I was one of the top players in the country. I knew I wanted to play professional golf. Like, I couldn't stay because they cut all the programs. And they honored our year. So then at that point, I was like, all right, I've been through the ringer. I want to, like, go to an unbelievable team, try to win a national. So I went to Arizona, who was really good at the time and still are.
Sun Devils, for those of you keeping track at home.
Wait, what'd you say?
The Sun Devils, isn't that it?
No! Jen, you failed on the most important part.
Shoot!
They are the Scum Devils because I went to U of A.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, you were doing so well.
Scum Devils.
Yeah, the Scum Devils. So we always call them that. But honestly, the Sun Devil girls were like, we were honestly like always together. But yeah, so BC, Tulane, U of A. Absolutely bizarre. Yeah.
Three like such different environments.
Oh my gosh. So weird. And then my 1 year that I sat out, like we didn't play, I was 21 in New Orleans. Or no, was I? I was 20. My yeah. God.
Yeah, I mean, especially going from BC where it is like not easy to have fun. Like it's a fun school. I just feel like when I was there, at least we were getting in trouble nonstop. Like,
well, yeah,
it's hard
yeah.
to get into bars, like because Boston's such a college town and like they're very, you know, yeah. stringent about that. Obviously, as I get older, I understand that a little bit better. But, you know, it was annoying at the time because the fake yeah. IDs were just flowing, you know, I was reminiscing with my friend last weekend, like, I never got one of those China ones, you know, because I was like, that's a scam, like, there's no way, that's so dumb. I was big into just, like, you know,
I always had my neighbors.
Grabbing a real one. Yeah, yeah, you gotta have a real one in Boston.
But it always got shipped back, and my mom would be like, they came over again, you know, yeah. they'd mail it home, and they'd take it from me in a bar.
But then I feel like New Orleans would be like, I would be like a bat out of hell, honestly, if I was in New Orleans in college.
Yeah. So, like, honestly, like, looking back, it was, like, my story when I came out playing pro. Like, everyone knew the story of, like, oh, you did this. But honestly, like, I absolutely loved every place. Like, I didn't have a bad experience. And it honestly was, like, a great stepping stone. Like, it was, like, one level up every time. And then, honestly, it was, like, probably a blessing I left New Orleans to go to U of A. And, like, it just kind of worked in my favor in a weird way.
Yeah.
And it was all – like, it's awesome. It was a cool experience to, like, have these three very, like you said, very different school experiences. But so, So that's my college career. And I ended up graduating because I think they gave me a year back with, like, 1,000 extra credits.
Nice.
Literally, I could have had, like, 5 majors. I'm like, that's sick.
Thank you. Amazing.
Yeah. So that's the college story. And then went right to playing pro right after.
Yeah, and now here you are, and also recovering from an injury or a surgery of sorts.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you want to talk about recovery or anything, because I know, like, you know, everybody, even non-pro athletes, have been getting injured a lot. I think post COVID, a lot of injuries from sitting in bad chairs.
Honestly,
that's
like,
what I got. I ruined my hip for the rest of my life.
I forget the like. I'm gonna butcher the word. Ergonomic.
Oh, ergonomic. Yeah. Oh, now I'm all like, I'm 90 degree angles all the time.
Yeah,
now.
I'm like this.
But I was sitting in my kitchen chair right at the beginning of it. Oh wow, sexy.
But
nice.
I had back surgery, so which was nuts. I mean, obviously it was years of playing on top of, you know, travel and all that stuff. Dealt with it for a long time. It honestly was kind of part of the reason I had a bunch of injury, kind of not like terrible, like it was like, oh my gosh, you have to stop. But then I think COVID really like honed it to a point that was, and then it got real, real bad this past winter. So anyone that has any back questions, hit me up. I feel like I'm an absolute expert now.
Expert. Everyone needs one of those, actually.
I know. It's funny when you do it, how many people come out of the woodwork.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, whoa. Or that had something I didn't realize or have questions. And
No, injuries suck. And you don't really realize until, like, you're injured, like, how often you use, you know, your back, for example. It's like, insane. Oh, wow, I just can't move anymore. That's great.
It's insane, yeah. And then I'd never had surgery or nothing before, so that was kind of like a mental thing in itself. But no, it's I'm at the end of the recovery process, I hope. And I don't know, in a year's time, I'll look back and laugh.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, definitely. You'll just like look back and be like, that was hilarious.
I know, like,
hilarious. My surgery, my back surgery, hilarious.
Yeah.
But so the reason I wanted to bring you on today was because we didn't do an Evian preview. And as the listeners hopefully know, the Evian is one of the five majors, the fifth major, actually, but not like in terms of timing, but in terms of kind of when they got added to being majors. So, and you had responded to our story yesterday being like, because I was like, oh, yeah, because one thing I know about it is that it's absolutely gorgeous. Like, it's beautiful on Lake Evian in like France. Looks pretty good. The visuals are stunning. And you were like, yeah, it's pretty sweet. And what did you tell me about what they had there?
Yeah, well, I think you post or somebody posted, I think you posted an Evian picture with your thing. The beer garden. I was like, has an unbelievable beer garden. It's like famous for that. There's a beer garden literally like, so it's the centerpiece to the, like, honestly, we were at the facilities. There's a chipping area, the clubhouse. And there's a beer garden that's been there every year. And it's always sponsored by like Vouv or like a champagne. And that's it's insane. Free beer and for caddies, players, and like, you know, like close guests, if you will. And it's a good thing and a bad thing. Like, you have to avoid it early in the week and you're like, like, let me get away from there. But then it gets rowdy, at times on the weekend, depending on who misses the cut, makes cut, all that. But it's pretty awesome. It's like a very unique, like, place and tournament ordeal.
Yeah. Do you know when it got added to the schedule? Like, it's a newer major, right? Well, and it was based on like the investment or something.
Yeah, so it's been on the schedule a long time.
Okay.
It was always an LET event, European Tour event, and then it was co-sanctioned, and then essentially the LPGA, I think, has ownership of it now because obviously it's a major. But when I first turned pro, it wasn't a major. It turned into a major, I think, in 2013. Mm-hmm. As the fifth major. It's changed time of year. The course has been redone. So it's been a kind of a weird place. Like, there's a lot of, it's kind of a controversial deal when it became a major.
Yeah.
And I get it. And there's, we can talk about that, but that's kind of the process of how the tournament was, if you will. Yeah. It started European and yeah.
I know. I am really intrigued actually in the kind of like the controversy surrounding it being a major. Cause I know it's known. So my limited knowledge is that Stacey Lewis boycotts it because she doesn't think that it should be a major. And I'm like, that's baller. Because it's an easier course. Is that the reason? Or are there other reasons, too? What's the player's perspective on this?
So, like, and I mean, I'm speaking from my own knowledge, but I do know what some people say. So this doesn't hold count court for everybody. But, yeah, so it used to be in July, and which was the perfect time to have it. It's, like, firm, fast. The weather's always good, yada, yada. They moved it to September or October, September, I think. And it was like, it was a shit show. It became like, it was cold. It was constantly raining. Like, we were always getting delayed. And the golf course itself, pre the redesign and even post, I've played it both. It's on the, literally on the side of like a hill, a cliff. So it's a kind of, it's a unique, you could hit a good shot and it's like pinball. Like, you could land in the fairway and your ball could, you know, go down into the rough or into bushes. So it's a lot of, there's some luck. Of course, there's talent, like to score, but there's a lot of luck involved. And I think a lot of people, some people hate the golf course. They're like, man, I could go there and play awful and it's going to do stuff for me mentally. Like, I want to avoid it for that. But then there's, when it became a major, it's like, man, you never want to skip a major. But shit, the major's at Evian, which is a place where not a lot of people are a huge fan of the playability. So that caused the controversy. First of all, it was weird to have a fifth major added. Like, that's unique in itself. Yeah. And then the golf course was always in terrible shape when we played in the fall. So there was a whole, like, thought process there. And honestly, I love the Evian. Like, I think it's unbelievable. It's gorgeous. Like, I would go there on a vacation with my friends if it wasn't a tournament. But I don't think it should be a major golf course.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that makes sense. Like, it looks, like, I look at it and I'm like, I want to go there on vacation, you know, but I'm not like, wow. Like, I mean, if you look at even like the differences kind of, I mean, we can talk about kind of the differences in coverage and everything, but like everybody absolutely like flipping their shit over the Open last weekend, right? Like people losing their actual minds, like staying up all night and like so excited for it, right? And like,
right.
This is not that. This is actually the opposite of that. Like I almost forgot until this week that the Evian was coming up. You know, there was like not a lot of hype around this, you know?
No, and like, and it's funny, like, and me, I'm texting with the girls over there during the week, and then all of a sudden today, same thing, I'm out there, and I'm like, oh, crap, because I know they're 5 hours ahead, but still, like, as far as, like, TV or, like, social and stuff, I haven't seen, for a major, right, of course, the LPGA, unfortunately, doesn't get the coverage it should, but for a major, you would think there'd be a lot more marketing put in, even if it was just, like, a tidbit here and there on social or whatever, but it sucks, because it's gorgeous, and it is unique in the fact that it's over in France and all that stuff, but
yeah. It's like made for Instagram. I want to throw our hats in the ring for going next year and doing some like, you know, coverage.
It's worth it. I mean, it's honestly like the most beautiful golf course we've played as far as views and stuff. And then you're right. You're close to, you fly into Geneva, you know, there's been one year, Michelle, we and I missed the cut. We drove with her dad to Chamonix,
in
the Alps. Yeah, so we're not far from there, and like, I mean, it made a missed cut feel awesome, right? Like we're doing like ice skating,
European vacation.
Yeah, so it's really cool in that aspect, and then the tournament itself does an unbelievable job, like the beer garden and some other really cool parties and pro am and stuff. So it's just, that's why a lot of people boycott it. I think the golf course itself is quirky for a major.
Yeah.
Stacy's standing her ground.
I remember that.
When she made the decision. Yeah, and I get it, you know. So, and then they run right into the British in a couple of weeks. So a lot of people would go over, and if they're not playing well, they come out of that thinking they're not playing well, it could just do a lot on you for a game going into the British.
Yeah, that's stressful. You don't want that. And there's the Scottish before that, right? The Scottish is the week before.
Yeah.
People just stay over there? Like, did you ever just stay for a few weeks and, like, make a little trip out of it, or
So I mean, it's bounced around as far as Evian's concerned. Mm-hmm. Like there were sometimes we went from Evian to Portland. I remember doing that, which was nuts. But yeah, people will stay over there. Like not everyone will play the Scottish, believe it or not. Like a lot of, you know, Europeans might even go home and practice for the British. Yeah. But yeah, most of the Americans would stay and, you know, just be there for a few weeks and keep it going.
Yeah. Hey, why not? And luckily, unlike most of our preview shows, we actually know how the first round went.
we have a bit of a teaser.
So funny because I saw so much Nelly Korda coverage, obviously, just because she's got a lot of hype and everything. But she's actually not the leader. Akaya Furu is the leader from Japan, who's somebody that I've only seen like a little bit, so I don't really know her that well. Is she on the younger side?
Yeah, like she wasn't out there a ton in my time. I know her, but she's newer to, she plays a lot in Asia, and now is starting to tap into playing more in the LPGA full time, if you will.
Yeah.
Good, great player, clearly.
Yeah.
I think, what is she at? Like 7 or 8 under?
Yeah, 8 under.
And then you got Brooke Henderson.
Henderson and Nelly Korda, and it's 7 under. Cheyenne Knight is a solo 4th at 6 under. And then 5 under is a crowded field, including the Frenchwoman, Perrine Delacour.
Yeah.
Do the French people, are they more likely to drink during the tournament than the Americans?
No, it's probably honestly the opposite.
Champagne during it.
Honestly, it's probably the opposite. But no, honestly, everyone's pretty well tamed until they know what their weekend status is. It's always unique in that aspect too. It always falls with the new dates. You'd always arrive on the Sunday of the men's British Open.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone watches the British, that's the men's, fun. And like hangs out, and the town's awesome. But no, the French, I saw Prime was up there. I looked at the leaderboard today, and that's kind of cool to see her on there, because obviously being in France.
Yeah.
And she's a good player. I mean, she's kind of had some up and down years, but she's a good player.
I know, for some reason I have like a soft spot for the French woman. I also love Céline Boutier. Like she's got such a pretty swing and she's so cute. Like she's so like little.
Yeah.
I feel like her caddy looks like the most French person I've ever seen.
Yes.
Like he's very authentic to me. But yeah, I mean, then you've got Jin Young Ko, Lydia Ko, Charlie Hull also in at T5, which is exciting. And then who is this? Yuna Nishimura, another Japanese player that I'm not very familiar with either. But I've been on a huge Charlie Hull kick too.
Really
fascinated by her just because you don't get a lot of glam girls, as I like to call them, on the tour. And she seems extremely glam.
And honestly, like, Charlie's awesome. She's hilarious. She has turned, she's become glam. And I think it's her, like, getting older, too. Because, like, when she first came out, she was young. It's so funny you say that because she is doing a lot of, like, photo shoots and, like, side stuff. And she's bit, and she
Botox.
Loves it.
Filler.
Yeah.
She looks great.
She looks
awesome.
I'm a
fan. But, yeah, she just, and, like, she just also just seems kind of like a badass, too. I feel like she's got, like, a lot of swagger. And, like, she looks like she could kind of beat you up a little bit. Like, she just, like, swings, like, as if she's, like, gonna hit somebody a little bit.
Yeah, she's got, and that you nailed it. Like, have you met her? Do you know her?
No, I haven't met her. We've been in the same, like, areas, you know, but, like, we always feel a little silly when we're at tournaments now because we're just,
well,
like,
you're nailing it. Charlie's, like, she is. She's kind of, like, doesn't give a crap about any judgments, and she's like a more aggressive player, hits it hard, swings hard, and she's kind of like, the fact that she doesn't give a crap is, like, to her advantage. Yeah, she's kind of just like, whatever, like, if anything happens, like, it doesn't faze her, and super, super talented. So it's cool to see that she's still doing well. And then I saw her doing all the side stuff of the last couple of years, but and she, I don't know if Adam's still caddying for her, caddy's the man, so it's like a fun duo.
That's awesome. I've been really, really intrigued with caddy culture, actually. It's really, I just need to know so much more about the caddies.
Yeah, and I think the caddies deserve a lot of credit. I mean, like, her caddy's been out there for a long time. So I think a lot of the veterans, it's cool because their stories, like, I even know a lot of them, and I'll hear something about them that I didn't know. Like, they won X major with so-and-so player or whatnot, and I think that's fun. Her caddy won he used to caddy for Sun Young Yoo. So he's won the now the Chevron, but at the time the Kraft. But Charlie's good. I mean, it'd be interesting to see how she does. Like, the thing about, like, I think with Nelly on top, and then you got, like, Jin Young Ko near there. Yeah. I don't know. They're hard to beat right now. But
and
I haven't
Lydia.
Really been, I don't know how Charlie's been playing of late.
Lydia, who's always ready to just creep up and just take it on the final day. Like, whenever she's even close to the leaderboard, like, even close to the top, I'm like, can't count her out.
And she's won there once, if not more. And yeah, she's just steady. So there's some, like, good names, but then the scores are, like, pretty tight too. I know, like, the cut, if you're going by the cut today, is right around even, I think. So I don't know. And that's the thing. In Evian, anything could happen. Like, someone could go really low today and then go high tomorrow. Because, like I said, it's a lot of quirky golf holes where you can hit a great shot and get kind of screwed. And that's the nature of that place.
Yeah. And I mean, it's also insanely hot there right now. Like, they have, Europe has, like, one of the worst, like, heat waves they've ever had, basically. I mean, as it's not like it's very balmy around here either. I played today. It was, like, 95 degrees. I was like, oh, it's so easy to get a tee time around 11:30 a.m. Like, yeah, no one wants to be out right now, you dildo. I probably shouldn't have called myself a dildo on the broadcast. Maybe we'll cut that.
Cody, you got that.
Cody. But yeah, so who do you, even before, I guess now that we know what the leaderboard looks like, if you had to pick, who do you think is going to take it this weekend?
Honestly, I literally, what we were just saying, I like Nelly, I like Lydia, and I like Jin Young Ko. If I had to choose out of all three of them, I mean, I'd probably go with Lydia just because she's won there before, plays well there. She's a couple back right now, but they're hard. I mean, they're top players. They're hard to beat unless they have something really crazy happen, like have a really bad day. But they're so consistent, I don't see that happening. There's some other names up there that, like, I don't know. I think aggressive can hurt people at this golf course because they're bombing it on these, like, side hill lies and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, the more aggressive you are, I think the more you bring into trouble on this golf course. But yeah, I like Lydia. I mean, she's hard to bet against.
Yeah. I'm feeling a win for Nelly. If it's not this weekend, I feel like she could come and maybe take the British Open or something like that, you know, because she's due for a win. She had some time away. And she's been playing so well since she's gotten back. You know, it's like, it's a matter of time before there's another win for her. So
yeah,
might be down to take her. But then, I mean, there's just, you never know. Day one, I'd rather not know what happens on day one, honestly, before I make a little
pick.
You know, I like to pick from everybody rather than just the, like, I mean, but you've got 20 people in the top 10 right now, so.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, this golf course, you could even be not even close to the lead and come out on top. So that's, it's a unique spot. But yeah, Nelly's been playing awesome since she came back. Like, not like surprising because she's unbelievably good anyways, but it was like kind of surprising. Like, man, she's been sitting out for a long time and she came back week one and was in contention.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of cool to see her win after what she's gone through.
You know, I wouldn't mind that. And then we've got Anna Norquist coming off a win at the Big Green Egg Open, which I did not know they sponsored a tournament. Do you know that I'm a huge enthusiast of Big Green Eggs?
So, wait, you are?
Yes, I'm obsessed with them. I'm dying for one. My parents have one, and I go cook them dinner so that I can, like, use their egg.
Oh, that's so funny. So the PGA Tour, I think it was the John Deere. Okay. And someone can fact check this for me, but they used to get, if you played in it, their player gift was a green egg. Dude, that's, I remember this back in the day.
Everybody got like, one? They're so expensive. Oh, did they get the accessories?
Yeah, and
too?
I remember being like, this was your gift? And I was like, God, the LPGA, like the winner would maybe get this.
Yeah, seriously, that's all you win, actually. But the trophy was also a big green egg, and I was like, I would like one of those.
Oh, that's so funny. We got to get, dude, Green Egg should send you one and market them.
I mean, I have the green walls, like Grutter Golf, Green Egg. I think that there's a lot of synergies there. You know, I'm an enthusiast of the Green Egg. I love the fact that you can, we're not sponsored by them, by the way, but I love the fact that you could put the wood chips in and make like a smokier flavor. You know, I love everything about it. So,
wait, so
Big Green Egg, if you're listening, you should send me one.
Yeah. And then I can borrow it.
Yeah, definitely. You can come over. You can come right over. I don't know. There's not a lot of space in between my house and the house next door. So it does get a little bit smoky, but I think if I just like gave them some nice smoked meats, they might not complain.
Yeah. Gift. I think they have eggs too.
Yeah. They have those little ones. They have the little ones, you know, so maybe a mini one, but you know, just a dream of mine. You know, I like to dream big, you know, that Walshy, so I'm a big dreamer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I saw that she had won that and I was like, wow, I did not even know.
I wonder if she got a green egg.
I'm going to DM her and ask her.
Yeah.
She's been playing well. Yeah, she's been playing well. I mean, hey, that's my favorite thing about golf is that really anybody who is competing that weekend can win.
And then Anna did that. She played over at the British. She did that tradition, the day of the 150 years or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
She played over there. So she's been over there she's acquainted with the time change.
No jet lag. No jet lag on her.
So
that's pretty cool. And then rolling into, you know, the Scottish and the British, you know, what are your thoughts for the British this year? That seems like such a like tight turnaround for two majors.
I know. And that's kind of the battle with like, that's part of that argument with the Evian and how people are against it to a point. But the Evian has to kind of be right now because of the weather woes. But
yeah,
the British, well, first and foremost, it's awesome that it's at Muirfield. Like, that's badass. Just for the history of the place, the whole men, female, male deal, and to have the first women's event there. And it's like the guys event last week, it's going to be totally based on weather. In my opinion, like if it's at a lot of those courses, like St. Andrews, if there's no wind, it's so scoreable. If there's wind, then it's, you know, it takes a lot of talent to score low. But I mean, so it's hard to say, like it all depends on what the weather's going to be like.
How do you even, cause like, I don't know. Having never played links golf before, I don't know anything about it really, except for what I hear. So like, how do you, you know, like I know when at the country club, for example, you know, everybody's like, oh, like it's going to be a ball striker, you know, like a ball striker is going to take it. And that's kind of what happened with Matt Fitzpatrick. Is there a similar thing you can look at, like, I don't know, playing style for someone like who their game is going to translate well to like a links course?
Yeah, it takes a ton of creativity. So, you know, ball striking is ball striking. I mean, if you have that, that's obviously a tool, but a lot of creativity. So ground more because of the weather, right? You want to keep the ball low, you want to use the ground. So if you can, honestly, I feel like very athletic golfers play well in links golf because it's just like a feel. Like I said, like creativity, I think comes with like the response to feel. So you could be 200 yards out and hit a 6-iron, which girls don't hit, you know, and you could roll it up and use the contours of the land. And then, so I think creativity is a long way, goes a long way. And then also, I mean, short game, because the greens are always huge, but then also people will putt from way off the greens. They'll putt over mounds because the ground is firm and fast. So if you have a good short game and you have good creativity, I think you're like almost wanting to go play links golf. Yeah. So that's the thing. And a lot of the European girls, or a lot of people that grew up, you know, certain places in the States, they grow up on that type of, golf course, so they may have an advantage, but I don't know. I mean, ball striking is ball striking. You can still win that way.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
But you got to get over and play in some.
I know. Sport. I know. I'm really, really dying to go.
Yeah. That should be. I think I should go to the British.
This year?
Next year.
Next year. Next year, we're going to go over for the Solheim in Spain. And there might be an opportunity to, like, you know, tack on, you know, maybe a little Gruder Golf trip or something after that, or before that, or, you know, depends on.
To the British. The British is at the Old Course for the women in 2 years.
We're definitely going to that. Next year's a big year, you know? We've got, I mean, next few years are going to be big years.
Yeah.
Got Pebble Beach for the U.S. Women's Open. Definitely going to that. Like, not missing that. Also trying to finagle my way into Media Day.
You should be able to. And then you got Balls Raw, too. Oh, you should totally be in media. I mean, Mike Wand can hook you up. We got to talk to Mike. You know,
we'll just get Mike. Someone text Mike, and it will be fine.
we'll get you in. We got, you know, there's LPGA connections for you there.
I hope so, you know. I just need to start putting it out there, you know, because I think, again, people are always, like, a little bit confused. They're like, so what exactly are you guys doing? We're like, oh, we're just here for fun, like, you know, covering the tournament for our Instagram and our podcast. They're like, okay, like, cool.
No, but you guys do a great job, because I think what Gruder Golf does, from my perspective, is, like, I'll tell people that are, like, kind of beginner fans, even, because, like, you guys kind of grew up. That's how you guys grew up. You are, right?
I don't know anything. I only know what you tell me, basically.
And I think it's so raw.
Ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, it's refreshing. So, like, I'll be, like, to, like, my friend's parents, like, a mom will be like, I don't get it. I'm like, listen to this. Like, you won't be intimidated. Like, it's – and it walks you through it so well. And I think we need more of that, because I think we – that builds a lot of fan base.
Yeah, and but, just, like, you know – getting some younger fans out there, you know, the average age of a lot of the fans is kind of up there. A lot of tournaments is what we're finding.
Well, you went to Palm Springs, didn't you?
I also went to Palm Springs, you know, which I loved so much. Yeah. I really, really loved it there. Might even go back for the men's senior tournament that they're going to be replacing the Chevron with. Yeah. But that was a really fun place. But yeah, maybe, I mean, we'll probably head to Houston too, you know, try to get to as many as possible, really, just because A, they're so much fun, and B, they're also different. Like, I feel like we leave every tournament, like, having learned, like, something completely new, or, you know, like, it's so cool to just be able to, like, talk to the caddies, like, talk to some of the players, you know, like, Megan Kang when she's, like, following her friends in the weekend. We, like, ran into her at Congressional, and we're like, Megan, what's up? And she's, like, drinking a High Noon. I was like, you're a legend. You know,
like, we did like a little outing together a couple weeks ago over in the vineyard, and she had never been to Martha's Vineyard as a Massachusetts girl.
Oh my God.
Which I mean, I've been there like twice. So when
I haven't been in years.
Yeah. Like, it's so funny. It's right there. But she's like, man, this is so cool over here. I'm like, I know everyone, you know, we all get here and then we want to be here. But no, but I mean, that's with you guys coming out more, you're going to meet people, and like, that's an advantage, and that's like good media, right?
Yeah. It's offensive, that's media, you know, that is media.
Just so, do a major circuit.
I mean, well, that's the thing. We're also going to the Queen City Championship in Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's the new event.
Yes. So going to see a brand new one, you know. So that will be, you know, a different kind of thing. And I think we'll, you know, meet up with maybe some people, some of our Ohio fans. I'm very interested to see a new part of Ohio. I'm fascinated with the Midwest, having not really been there until my adult life. I'm like, wow, everyone here is so nice and unhassled. What's that like?
I know.
It's great. So yeah, that should be really fun. Well, cause I was getting made fun of when I was like, I was hanging out with some of the caddies at the Chevron, and, they were like, wait, so this is, I was, yeah, this is my second tournament I've ever been to. They're like, wait, so you have like media passes? Like, how does this all work? I'm like, I don't know. We literally just like asked them for media passes, the LPGA. And they said, sure. So we came, you know? And I was like, yeah, it's like, we went to the Solheim Cup, and then I came here, and they're like, okay, so you're only going to the nice ones. I was like, no, I'm going to Queen City too, you know? Like,
yeah,
I'm going to the mall.
Yeah, going authentic. You guys also got to go down. I know you guys did a Gruder event. Didn't you do one at ShopRite?
Yes, yes. I was so close, especially because, so we're like friends with Lauren Coughlin too, who's been like killing it lately.
She's represents Nolang Up.
Nolang Up young hitter. Yeah, she's a young hitter, one of the first ones. And she's been doing so well. So she was like, you know, contending on Saturday. And I was like, I kept threatening everybody that I was going to drive down. I was like, I'm just going to drive down. It's not like convenient from Boston, though, at all.
No,
like, it's like 8 hours in the car or something. Like, my max by myself driving is like 5. I've learned that about myself over the years. Like, beyond 5 hours in the car solo, things get dark real fast. You know, I don't know where to eat if I'm in a foreign territory. Like, I'm afraid to use my phone when I'm driving, obviously, because safety. But yeah, I just can't find out where to eat, which is bad.
No, that's a, that's a good event too. It kind of is like the American version of the Evian, but not to the prestige of like a major. But
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they ball out for it, right?
Yeah, they ball out. They do a great job. The atmosphere, you know, it's a fun spot. But yeah, you'll find them. And once you become a regular out there, you'll know the golf courses and you'll be able to make some good picks. And yeah.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Learning every day, you know?
Yeah.
That's us. That's Gruter Golf. So I will let you get going. But I have actually one more question because this is something I've been mulling over in my mind lately. So I know everyone's like sick of talking about LIV Golf, right? Like, all the takes have been had, but what do you think, you know, is there any, like, what are the similarities between like the Aramco, like the Saudi Aramco, and they're sponsoring a bunch of players and stuff, especially on the LET, and then like doing some of those Aramco like LET events, like, is that the same thing or is it different, or like, what's the take on that? Just because I think that like, it's way more interesting in the women's game than it is in the men's game just because of like how close to home it kind of is.
I know. So the Aramco series is partnered with the LET, and they do like these team events, which, you know, that you're referring to. And then they also sponsor a handful of players. Like, I know Allison Lee wears it. I think Bronte maybe.
Yeah, Bronte does.
And, it's a Saudi company and the whole thing. And, so this is the thing, like, LIV Golf is LIV Golf, right? The Saudis already were involved with the European men's tour and the women's European tour, but it never was a controversial thing. It was always just kind of there and never talked about until now. LIV's obviously very apparent. I've heard mixed reviews on it on the girls' side because a lot of people are like, well, what about Aramco? Or people that are very highly against the whole LIV thing will, you know, be like, what about the girls wearing it or this or that? I think, and this is, again, me just being super transparent, I think the girls are going to, because the girls need money, right?
Like,
they need sponsorship, they need endorsement.
That's the other part of it, too. It's like, if those are the biggest purses, if that's, like, one of the few million-dollar, like, opportunities that you have in a season, like, why would you not do that?
Yeah, or, like, from sponsorship money and...
Yeah.
And I get it, right? Like, I get it, because there's a lot of people that, you need the money to, you know, get your mind right, to go play and perform and stuff. There's talks of what's going to happen now at the LPGA. Is there going to be any involvement? Is LIV going to try to tap in? All this stuff. There's a bunch of hearsay. There's been no like official like meeting on it and whatnot. But it's become a little more controversial when in regards to the Aramco thing, because no one ever thought of it that way until now. LIV shined light on it a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's still there. I mean, and I know the LET girls love it because it improved their purses and it improved like the type of event that they're playing, the teen thing. And, it's been successful on their end. So
yeah,
I don't know. The whole thing's, it's a bizarre whole ordeal.
I mean, yeah, it's so bizarre. It's just, like, I mean, again, like, I think it's almost boring on the men's side at this point, just because like everyone's just beating it to death. And like, even when I was out at the US Open, like some guy was like yelled to DJ, like, don't worry about what they say, DJ, like, get your money. And it's like, oh yeah, he's doing it for you. He's doing it because you said that's okay. You know?
Right.
It's like, didn't really like expect, I don't know. It's funny, like, it's funny character study seeing like, you know, how people start to like topple over.
And it's such a, it literally showcases, I think, players in a different way, good and bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, cause I get it. Like, people ask the question and I'm like, I see all sides of it. I'm not going to say, oh my God, I'm again. Like, if someone was throwing $150 million at me, I honestly be like, well, shit, I got to do this. Like, this is generations and generations of wealth for my family. But what I don't like, I'm obsessed. I'm a golf nerd. I love the tradition. I love the history. Like, part of watching golf to me is knowing the struggles these people go through and like, they've been grinding, like these stories of people that like went and got a job and all of a sudden they're now like went the kid at Corn Ferry this year, right? Like that's such a, like, it makes me want to watch it. And I'm like, man, I'm rooting for this guy. And that's like, to play good golf with that pressure, I think is hugely entertaining, but also, so I love that part of it. So like the people, like the DJs and stuff that are already worth God knows how much money, I'm like, they clearly don't care about the tradition of the game because they don't need the money.
Right.
And I get that. Like, just own it. Just be like, yo, I'm here because I don't want to play as much golf and I want all the money in the world.
Which is funny. Like, it's funny the schedule, like, argument for those guys, because, like, you could just play a limited schedule if you wanted to. Like, you actually don't – like, DJ doesn't need to play every event. Like, he doesn't need to go to, like, you know.
And it just sucks now because, like – I like the whole Ryder Cup thing with Stenson and stuff. Like, it sucks.
That's so sad because, like, I love Henrik Stenson too. Like, I would love to watch him in the Ryder Cup, you know? Like, those European guys are fun as hell.
And I hope, like, I honestly selfishly hope the PGA Tour, I mean, I don't know. I think they kind of almost have to do some sort of partnership or something. I don't know. But I selfishly hope it does because I'm like, I want to see these players still playing for, you know, like, to make a place in history or win Grand Slams and all that stuff. I mean, especially these young guys that are going over there. So, I don't know. And I hope, honestly, if that happens and that becomes the world of golf, whether it be the money that's coming from what it is, I mean, come to the women's tour. I mean, that would honestly, like, you are getting crapped on because of women's rights to a point.
Yeah.
And let's go support the women. So, I don't know.
I can't imagine that that's, like, not next for them, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, it'd be very unfortunate if they don't try to tap into it. And then, of course, the LPGA or girls can say no, but they should at least make the effort just so there's some, I don't know, balance to a point. But who knows?
Yeah.
It's crazy, though. It's
just such a more, like, engaging thing on that side just because of, like, A, like, where the players are coming from, like, the lady players, like, the, you know, lower purses. Like, I've been doing, like, a side-by-side comparison of the purses every week. And, like, I didn't even want to do it last week.
Because it's embarrassing.
Like, oh, yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, my God, like, this is, you know.
Yeah, it's actually funny. I'll have to send you some stuff off this. I've been doing a bunch of statistic stuff and data stuff on not only, like, purses but endorsements and, like, all that stuff in regards to the tours for some project we're doing with work. But it's fascinating. Like, I thought I knew it being in the world, and I was, like, even still shocked. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I hope it maybe encourages some American companies to step up and – not even American, European companies on the European events or whatever, but we'll see, dude. I don't know. Are you going to go out to the, and that being said, will you be at the Live event in September?
Oh, wait, the one, is that the International?
Mm-hmm.
Which weekend is that?
It's like Labor Day, I think.
Oh, I have a wedding that weekend. Honestly.
It's hard, right? It's like, what? Yeah.
That's like, I'm curious. Like, I'm curious from, like, a just, because also, like, I didn't watch it on TV the last time. I just saw, like, screen grabs and everything. And I thought the setup, like, I did not like the interface of it. I didn't find that to be, like, yeah, it's, like, cool to watch a golf shot, like, every single second, I guess. But, like, again, like you said, like, I'm not really necessarily watching so I can see every single shot. Like, I would love if that became a thing in the women's game, like, the same way they have, like, on the Masters or something, right? Like, how you have the website where you can go back and, like, watch every single thing. But yeah, I just, like, and the shotgun start to me is weird, like, especially, like, how exciting the U.S. Open was, like, having to wait to see, like, if someone beats the score. Like, I think that's so fun, you know?
Yeah.
Like, seeing if the guy who's coming in is going to do it, like, that's golf to me, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's, like, you end and it's just, like, looking around, like, okay, who won, you know? Like, that's that must be strange as a player, right?
It's so weird, and I feel like, I don't know, if there was no cut, there's no cuts, there's guaranteed good money, so you could play like crap and walk out well. I just feel like it's very exhibition-y right now. I don't know if it'll build anything, but then I also feel like it takes away, like, are you really trying that hard? You know, I don't know. I don't know if they're like kind of like, oh, this is kind of like a pro-am, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it sucks because you don't have the stories like we were talking about, the guys that, you know, are aiming for a record or they're coming out of a cool story that they've been trying to get on tour forever. I think that's lost, but we'll see.
I know, just strange times.
Strange times.
Strange times overall. Are you gonna go to the Live event? I'll go if you go.
I don't know. I'm curious too. I know some
I'm
people.
I'm just curious.
I know some people working it. Like, I do want to catch up with people that are there. I mean, I'm not like anti going to it or anything. I'm not. Yeah. Like, I see it all. Right. I get it all perspectives. Yeah. But
and I don't think that like my ticket is necessarily going to like tip the scales in either direction. You know what I mean? Like, given the fact that they have like billions of dollars into this at this point, like, I don't think, what is it, like $45 to get in? Like, I don't know if they're worried about that.
Right. That's the bonus for
I won't wear any Gruder golf stuff. You know, I don't want anyone.
I'll probably, I mean, I might, it's only like 20 minutes from my house.
Yeah. Yeah. You're close. Yeah.
I'm
so, close,
but we'll I'm see. Intrigued. Can, like that's part of it. Like it I want to go get the full, like, like actually see it and see if I see, I had friends go out in Portland and we're like, it's pretty exhibition-y, da da da. I want to go kind of like see what the players, the vibe is.
Yeah.
You know, more of that out of curiosity and then have my true assessment, if you will.
Okay, nice. Well, we'll have you back on to if I don't go, or we can discuss it, you know, later. I would be interested in going. I'm also interested in seeing the international.
Yeah,
it's got like redone and everything, right?
Yeah, Cora Crenshaw is redoing. There's two court. They're redoing it, and then it's a cool spot. Like they have a par, the longest par five I think in the country. I don't know if that still upholds. Like so, when you're playing regularly, like not a tournament, I think it's a par six. Believe it or not. It's like bizarre. It's like known it for that.
Like but, a par 25 to me. It sounds like I would be on that hole for 2 hours, perhaps.
These like, oh days. No, it's a par six. I have another couple shots to get to the green. Let's keep going.
Yeah, that might be actually kind of nice. But yeah, wasn't that like, wasn't there some sort of like scam involved with that? Like the guy who owned it before like took everyone's money, or they just like closed the course without telling the members? Like,
yeah, something. There's I don't
some
know.
Sort of drama involved.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. That, I think it. Yeah, because I think to a point went kind of like bankrupt or something with a owner, and yeah, I don't know the whole deal. But actually, the group that owns it now owns a couple of the LPGA venues, and they own Pumpkin Ridge. Like so, where all these. Yeah, where some of the live events have been. So
cool.
I think that's kind of the whole part of the rotation.
Very interesting.
Interesting.
Very interesting. All right, before I let you go, actually, I want to start a new thing, which is recommendations for the listeners. And it doesn't even need to be a golf thing. Just like it can be an activity. It can be a song. It can be a brand that's non-golf.
Okay.
Just like I recommend
you just
that you
recommend
do
stuff
this.
Without
yeah,
a
just
question.
Recommend something. Recommend something that you've been enjoying lately. A food, a beverage. What have you been getting your enjoyment from lately?
That's a great question. God, and it's been a weird so recommend actually. I just saw Top Gun. If people haven't seen Top Gun,
I actually haven't seen it.
You have to go see it. Like
okay.
So I went and just saw it, and because of that, I recommend the new Lady Gaga song Hold My Hand, because it's been on repeat. Okay.
Oh my God, amazing. And now I have a song for the outro too, because
there you go. But you gotta like get to the chorus. Perfect. Go to the chorus.
Okay, I'll go. Well, okay, you like to build, you know? But I haven't seen that. I have a movie theater literally walking distance from me, and I never go to the movies.
I don't ever go, and this one was like, I thought it would be kind of like cheesy, you know, second
Everybody's
one.
Everybody's been obsessed with it.
I was blown away. I was like, man, this is a great movie. And I, yeah. So fun thing to do on a hot day, go in the AC, go crush the movies.
Honestly, maybe I'll do that right now.
Do it. Maybe. Make a date. Get your fiance.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'll grab him. He needs AC big time. Big AC guy. Body covered 80% in hair. So.
Oh man. Just...
But yeah, we'll talk offline about getting together soon. But Walshy, cannot thank you enough for sharing all your wisdom with me, with the listeners. And yeah, can't wait to see you IRL.
I know. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely anytime.
Yeah, since I'm so important, invite me back so I can beat out Tsunami.
You are important.
Thanks,
all right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you soon. Buy your tickets for Bogey Nights or Big Cups. And until next time, hang loose, swing easy, and we will see you out there. Bye.
Hold my hand. Everything will be okay. I heard from the heavens that clouds have been gray. Pull me close, wrap me in your aching arms. I see that you're hurting. Why'd you take so long to tell me you need me? I see that you're bleeding. You don't need to show me again. But if you decide to, I want Raise your head, look into my wishful eyes. That fear that's inside you will lift, give it time. I can see everything you're blind to now. Your prayers will be answered. Let God whisper how to tell me you need me. I see that you're bleeding. You don't need to show me again. But if you decide.
I heard from the heavens.